Foo Fighters released their second album, The Colour and the Shape, on this day in 1997. The album was a Grammy nominee for the Best Rock Album a year later in 98. Here's Dave Grohl.
If you're good at what you do, people will recognize that. And it doesn't matter if you're at the hold down the street or you're on the side stage at Bonnaroo or you're headlining Lollapalooza. If you're a great band with great songs, people will notice it.
Not a good day for Kylie back on this day in 2005. She had a cancerous lump removed from her breast at St Francis Xavier Cabrini Hospital in Melbourne.
I was misdiagnosed initially. So my message to all of you and everyone at home is, because someone's in a white coat and using big, you know, medical instruments, it doesn't necessarily mean they're right.
And sad news on this day in 2012, with Robin Gibb, one third of the Bee Gees and singer and songwriter, helped to turn disco into a global phenomenon, died from cancer at age 62. Here's the only remaining Gibb brother, Barry Gibb.
Every brother I've lost was in a moment when we were not getting on. And so I have to live with that. I'm the last man standing. I'll never be able to understand that because I'm the eldest.
And the lights all went down in Massachusetts.
Joe Cocker, born on this day in 1944, had over 10 top 40 singles, died of lung cancer in December of 2014.
Because, you know, the rough period in my life was in the mid-70s, and I got through it, you know. And so, but it's just like one of those things, you know, it's like battle wounds. You know, you're like a soldier, you've got a few scars at the end of the day.
That's a look at today in music. Thursday, May 20, Mix 104.9.